강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해, 그런 선호해. 오빤 강남스타일 강남스타일 오빤 강남스타일 강남스타일 오빤 강남스타일 에이 섹시 레이디 오빤 강남스타일 에이 섹시 레이디 해 보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자 그런 감각적인 여자 나는 선호해 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선호해 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선호해 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선호해 그런 선호해 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 강남 스타일 오빤 강남 스타일 에이 섹시 레이디 오빤 강남 스타일 에이 섹시 레이디 비는 놈 그 위에 나는 놈 baby baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈 비는 놈 그 위에 나는 놈 baby baby 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈 You know what I'm saying 오빤 강남 스타일 Hey sexy lady 오빤 강남 스타일 Hey sexy lady 오빤 강남스타일
강남스타일 by Psy. This is Zennial Yearbook, the 2012 show. I'm your host, Kyle.
This is so embarrassing. People aren't going to take us seriously.
Why? What are you talking about? It's the 2012 show. We got to play the hits from 2012. So it's been a while since I've listened to that song. Was there like an English version? An English translation of that song?
Of course there's an English translation.
I did not play that. It's fine. You know what? Who cares? We'll just play an entirely Korean song. That's how we roll. That's what diversity is all about.
Oh, that's not that bad.
What? What's not that bad? What's not that what? What are we talking about? You're looking at your phone. You're saying it's not that bad.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Okay. That's okay. We can play that.
What are you doing?
Looking at the English lyrics.
Oh. Well, I can't play it now. I already played it.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
All right. That's fine. Anyway, so...
He's talking about a girl.
Yeah, more or less. But, you know, in Korean. It's fine. He's Korean. So what do we got going on? 2012. We're almost to the future. Or to the present. We should be there, what do you think, end of the year? September now?
I started preschool in 2012.
In 2012? That sounds about right. Look how far you've come. You're way out of preschool. How was how's your week? Last week?
It's fine.
Just fine. Excellent. Excellent. All right, well, we got lots to talk about. Lots to talk about in the 2012 show. What are you showing me? Dragonet? What? What is that?
I have a Pokemon card in my phone case, and I think it's cool.
Which one was it?
It's just a Dragonite. It's like, it's not a good card. That's why it's in here.
Oh. All right. Good to know. We're going to play a little bit of Muse. We're going to play some more Alex G, because the kids love Alex G. We'll start the music off with 2012's probably biggest star. It is Imagine Dragons.
Bro!
What?
You can't... No, that's not...
What?
No!
It's not the 2012's biggest star?
Oh my god, what are you doing?
This is Radioactive. On Zenio Yearbook.
I can't get these memories out of my mind, and some kind of madness has started to evolve. I tried so hard to let you go, but some kind of madness is swallowing me whole. Yeah, I have finally seen the light, and I have finally realized what you mean. Now I need to know, is this real love, or is it just madness keeping us afloat? But when I look back at all the crazy fights we had, like some kind of madness was taking control. Yeah, now I have finally seen the light, and
Madness by Muse. Honest opinion, what do you think of that song?
Yeah.
What? That's so interesting. So interesting. Your mom had a friend in Camarillo who didn't like that song. She was like a cool person. The lady who gave you that A's jacket that you don't ever wear. And so I traded it in.
Oh, I thought you bought that for me.
No, somebody gave it to me. You thought I bought a girl's A's jacket in 7th grade and held onto it for 40 years?
She bought it when you were in 7th grade?
She bought it when she was in 7th grade. Somebody gave it to her when she was,
so it was like
in
vintage?
Middle school. Yes!
I didn't know it was vintage!
Sorry, dude. I tried to tell you.
No, you didn't! Well, you never said anything.
Oh, yeah. It's a
I was like, why don't you ever wear this jacket? I'm like, because it's ugly.
It's a real, legit 80s starter jacket.
You could have sold it.
I did sell it. I sold it to that thrift shop downtown where you got that NCR shirt.
Oh, yeah.
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 It might still be there. You can go get it. No way. It's an A starter
jacket.
It
doesn't fit me anymore.
Those things are going like hotcakes, I tell you. Hotcakes. Before that, Forever by Alex G and Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
What a lineup.
What a lineup. Way to start the show. What a way to start the show. What else happened in 2012? You know what? Let's keep it in Korea, right? Kim Jong-un was elected the first secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea. Pretty exciting. And his dad, Kim Jong-il, was given the appellation Eternal General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea. Because that's what happens after you die. You just get to be part of the Eternal Secretary or whatever.
In case they need to reach you.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, you're still in the phone system. They can still call you.
I see.
You know, that kind of stuff. Gosh, what else? Anything else happened in 2012? Anything else? Anything? Bueller? You know what? I don't know. Why don't we play a couple more songs?
Okay.
What do you think? I was going back and forth between... Because Fun had another album. They had their Some Nights album that came out. They had two monster hits, and I didn't know which one to play. So we're not going to play We Are Young. We're going to play the other one.
The other one?
Yep.
Okay.
It's the title track. Oh, I could have put this on the title track show.
I can't wait for the title track show.
Oh, man. Should I wait?
No. Some nights I stay out, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see your ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Found a mother in my bed tonight. She stops my bones from wondering just who I am, who I am, who I am. Oh my. Well, some nights I wish that this all would end, 'cause I could use some friends for a change. And some nights I'm scared you'll forget me again. Some nights I'm my soul for this, wash my hands off that for this, I miss my mom and dad for this. No, when I see stars, when I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs, they sound like the sounds of come on. This one is not for the folks at home. Sorry. sister and the girl that she called love. When I look into my nephew's eyes, many wouldn't believe the most amazing things they can come from. Some terrible
gotta hold on.
Alabama shakes. Wait, I can't hear myself. Am I on? I am on. Anyway, Alabama shakes. I turned my headphones down. It's fine. With Hold On. And what do you think of that?
Weird. This is a weird show.
It's a weird... Oh, it's going to get even weirder. Before that was apparently not fun. It was some other band singing the song that I thought was going to be like an edited version. Because sometimes on Spotify they'll have like a radio edit of a song. But this is just called Radio Version by some band called Radio Deluxe singing a song that isn't even fun.
Why didn't you listen to it all the way through?
Look, then? Why don't I listen to it at all? It's fine. Well, it takes a lot of people to produce a radio show. I was thinking about this earlier. For whatever reason. Like, professionally produced radio shows take like 4 people. Sometimes 5 people to produce. And it's just me in here. And you. Thanks for showing up. Yeah. So, some band. I guess I can play fun on the title track show because I didn't play him yet. It's going to be great. What else happened in 2012? Encyclopedia Britannica. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
They discontinued their print edition. No more encyclopedias. At least from a print edition.
Who needs them?
Oh, man.
What a waste of paper.
Why do you think I know so much about the sun? It's because I read it in the encyclopedia.
Do you know anything about the sun?
Yeah, I know a fair amount about the sun. It's in the encyclopedia.
He's
you just
never
read
talked
it.
About the sun before, guys.
I'm just saying.
Don't fall for it.
I'm a pro.
Sun pro.
It's hot in the sun. How hot is it in the sun?
Really hot.
It's like 10 million degrees in the sun.
It's like 10 million degrees outside.
10,000 at the surface, 10 million at the core. Boom. Sun facts. Anyway, let's regroup. We'll take a little break. We'll come back in a minute with more Xennial Yearbook. The 2012 show.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody. Come on.
WTBR.
All aboard!
Do you like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is going to be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
And the hits just keep on coming.
WTBR.
Hey! Hey! I don't like walking around this old and empty house.
So hold my hand, I'll walk with you, my dear.
The stairs creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see you this way.
Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
Thank you.
life and full of love.
Soft taste, I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on you, my dear.
Cause though the truth may bury this, ship will carry on.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon. Now wait, wait, wait for me. Please hang. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Little Talks of Monsters and Men on Xennial Yearbook. I'm your host, Kyle. And if she can be bothered.
Hey, guys.
Hey, there's Riley.
Currently drawing on WPlace.net.
It's the 2012 show. That was Little Talks of Monsters and Men. Riley, what do you think of that song?
It's fine.
See? 2012? Not so bad. Not so bad. What else is going on in 2012? The Mars rover Curiosity landed on Mars. 2012. It was launched the year before in 2011.
Didn't Mark Rober work on that and then they fired him because he like messed it up?
I don't think...
Now he has to make YouTube videos.
I think he did work on Curiosity, but I don't think they fired him because he messed it up. It's still working. It's still operational on Mars right now.
Isn't it the one that like got lost or died?
The first one I think died, but that was like... It's been 10 years, 15 years.
It's still dead.
Yeah, but it was working way past...
$15 trillion.
They designed those things to work for maybe a year, maybe a couple of months, and then if they're still working 12 years later, that's a huge bonus, right?
But it's not still working.
Well, Curiosity's still working.
Is it? That's the one that's dead.
No, Curiosity's still working. I'm telling you, I have looked through all of this. Curiosity's still going, I think. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, why don't you introduce the next...
Oh, it's Opportunity. Never mind.
Yeah, Opportunity stop. When was that launched? Right.
I don't know.
What? Anyway. I think it's time for Riley to introduce our new band for 2012. Our show. This is the time in the show where
this
we do...
This is our new band. We've already done...
Three songs from one band. We haven't used this band for the three songs yet, have we?
Ooh, there's Court.
What are you saying?
They're having... Court is in session. Oh, it looks so trashy. They're just like chairs.
What are you talking about? You're looking at talking about the city council meeting?
No, this looks like a court. There's some guy testifying.
On TV?
Yep.
That's the city council meeting. It's not like he's, they're not just watching.
I think some guy's
supposed
to be like moderating it, but actually he's just on his phone. Oh. Yeah, I see you.
I think it's the city council meeting. I can't see what you see. Maybe that's why you like that chair. Anyway, well, I guess I'll introduce the song. This is Pierce the Veils, Collide with the Sky album from 2012.
What do you know? This is a one-skip album.
What's the skip?
Tangled in the Great Escape.
Well, we're not playing that. What do we got? We got. What do we got?
What do we do? What do we got?
You know what? Why don't we just play? We'll just play what we have. We'll start with everyone's favorite. No, we're going to start with Hold On Till May. This is another good one. This is Pierce the Veil.
Now, of course, he can't see it. And it's going for going out of 10 years.
Stained Glass and Colorful Tears by Pierce the Veil. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Well, it's not like you didn't know the song was in it. Welcome back.
I wish they played that.
They didn't play it at the show?
Nope.
I know they played King for a Day.
Yeah, the people, oh my god, the people who were behind us at Pierce the Veil were so annoying because they didn't even know any of the songs. These are like grown women, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
And the whole set, they're like, okay. Oh, I hope they play King for a Day. And then when they actually played King for a Day, I knew like half the words. It was so annoying.
Aww.
These are the people you lost the Ticketmaster battle to.
I didn't lose a Ticketmaster battle. Did I? I mean, I have a ticket. I bought a ticket.
So annoying.
My bad.
Oh my god, these new gens.
New gens? This song is only 13 years old? In 2012? Let me check my math. 13 years. Anywho, you guys are all new gens to me. It's totally fine. Before that, Hold On Till May. That's a nice chill song. It's a good trick. Give us a nice chill song to begin with, and then,
That's the last song.
It's fine. It's the first song that I played. Anyway. Hey. Yeah.
Well, actually, I had the first track, and then you took it off.
I probably did.
Because you're like, I hate you, Riley.
Yep. Yep. All right, what else happened in 2012 besides more Pierce the Veil? 12-21-12, December 21st, 2012. Does that date seem familiar to you?
December what?
December 21st, 2012. Thinking.
Why?
It is the end of the it was the Mayan calendar. 2021-12 phenomenon. The end of the Mesoamerican long count calendar. And everyone thought that the world was going to end because the Mayans decided to stop counting on their calendar, you know, 600 years in the future or whatever. They're like, you know what? That's probably enough.
That's probably enough years.
We'll just pick it up later. And then I guess they didn't. And then people are like, well, the Mayans know the world's going to end. It's fine.
Did the world end?
It did not. They made a movie about it. I think it had Keanu Reeves in it.
He's in everything.
He has been in a lot of stuff. He was a famous actor. Hurricane Sandy. Yeah, that hit in New York City in 2012. Much of the Northeast in 2012. Yeah. I was not here.
Nope.
I was in Southern California.
Oh,
yes. Enjoying the sun. Sorry, guys. Nice and sunny. And then it caught on fire. But we'd left by then.
Well, yeah. And then for like
fine.
4 months after like we just moved in here and the house was empty, Mom always had the freaking Thomas Fire stuff on the TV. And someone wanted to watch Teen Titans Go, but Mom was like, no, we need to watch the news.
We gotta watch the Thomas Fire. Something isn't going on. It's important. Look, my mother made me watch news. Here's a story. Maybe I've told this already on the show. I don't know. People talk about the Mandela effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is?
Yep.
When people say, oh, they think Nelson Mandela died. Well, that died, like, in prison. Well, that didn't happen to me because my mother woke me up at, like, 2:30 in the morning so I could watch Nelson Mandela walk out of prison.
Yeah, you told me about
when
that.
I was, like, in eighth grade? Ninth grade? Something like that.
I'd be so mad if Mom did that. She'd be like...
This is important. You have to see this. And I did see it. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then I went back to bed. And then, like... 20 years later, people are talking about the Mandela effect. I'm like, what are you talking about? I watched that guy walk out of prison. I do not have this view that he died in prison.
Maybe you dreamed.
No. It happened.
Is he not dead?
He's not. He might be dead now. He's almost certainly dead now. But, you know, not then. Anyway, and he didn't die in prison. He became, like, the president of South Africa for a bit. And everything was great.
What is wrong with my Google? So... Yeah, he is dead.
okay.
Like, I was trying to search, and then the, like, search recommender thing is like, is Nelson Mandela? And that was it. So like, and then it's like,
okay.
I'm trying to be like, is Nelson Mandela dead? And it's like, nope. Is Nelson Mandela died? Look it!
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, well, what are you gonna do?
He's born in 1918.
Oh, that sounds right. It doesn't sound wrong. How about that?
He's older than Grandma Nana.
If he were still alive, then yes. Anyway, let's keep the music going. We'll play a little bit of Silver Sun Pickups. The Pit by Silver Sun Pickups on Zennial Yearbook. You're listening to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 SBR Lee. What do you think of those guys, Silver Sun Pickups?
I don't know, they sound like they're going to sound like Pearl Jam, and they're just like this band.
And then they're just some band.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun. I like Silver Sun Pickups. All right, well, I guess it's time to take a quick break. There'll be more 2012 show of Zennial Yearbook. We'll be back in about a minute.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
Hey, this is Dave Cachet, the archivist of the WTBR FM Vinyl Library. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 for Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR. I'll take you back in time to when these records were brand new. Each week, I'm going to pick a random spot in the vast record library of WTBR and pull out a bunch of great vinyl to play for you. That's right, an hour's worth of random songs with that rich vinyl sound just the way you remember them. That's Random Draw, every Saturday morning at 9, only on WTBR.
Hi, my name is Bill Sturgeon. I am the host of WTBR's Morning Drive. We air every weekday morning, 7:30 to 8:30. The goal of my program is to inform, educate, and have a few chuckles along the way. We have wonderful guests, political, arts, actors, musicians, teachers. I look forward for you to listen in or watch us on PCTV. Thank you.
Revolution!
Yeah, baby, yeah!
89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. It's hard to look right at you, baby, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey, I just met you.
The wind down, call me maybe.
No one has listened to that song more than I have.
On Zennial Yearbook. I think that might be true.
That's my most listened to song.
Is it?
Yep.
On
There's no Airbuds on LeapPad 2 though. No Stats FM, so I guess we'll never know.
We'll never know. But you'll know. You listen to a ton of Call Me Maybe. In your youth? What are you gonna do?
I don't know, I didn't have any freaking songs on there.
Well, yeah, what are you gonna do? It's fine. That's fine.
Had a bunch of They Might Be Giants.
Right.
He had some Bohemian Rhapsody. We had some various artists. It was weird.
Yeah, see? What a great time.
You could have put me on like a bunch of stuff and like you didn't even.
I did put you on a bunch of stuff. I put you onto Carly Rae Jepsen and Queen. I don't know, stuff that I thought kids would like. Stuff that's real sing-songy. Actually, I think you just heard that song on the radio, Call Me Maybe, and you just liked it.
No, it was on my...
Well, it was there because you heard it and I put it there. Anyway, how about we talk about some top movies? Top movies of 2015. What do you got? What do you think?
2015?
I'm sorry, 2012. I have no idea what's happening. Welcome back to Xennial Yearbook. This is the 2012 show. Catch us on Apple Podcasts, Xennial_yearbook. Xennial starts with an X. Number 5.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Breaking Dawn 2. Wreck-It Ralph was like number 10.
What?
I remember we saw that in the theater.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was talking about it.
First movie I took you to the theater in. And you... I thought you'd be able to... You made it like maybe halfway through the movie.
Yeah,
and
I'm like two.
And then we went out to the... Was it like the... Not the concessions.
The lobby.
The lobby. And just kind of walked around. And looked at the claw machine, but you did not use it. That was at the Dollar Theater in Ventura.
Must have been a really terrible movie then.
No. Like, what happens is... they'll do first run movies. Like, for full price. And then the Dollar Theater will take it. Like... 2 or 3 months after its first release, and then you can just see it for a dollar. The theater isn't super great, and you don't get first run movies, but you know what? When you bring in a 2-year-old, it doesn't really matter. They don't care. They don't know the difference. Number 4, Skyfall. Ooh, we could have played some Adele. That's a James Bond movie. Number 3, The Hunger Games. Yes. Number 2, The Dark Knight Rises.
I haven't seen that.
It's the one after The Dark Knight. It's the third one, obviously.
Really?
Yeah. You should watch it. I mean, it's good. It's nowhere near as good as The Dark Knight, but it's good. And number 1? The Avengers. That's right. Marvel Studios is alive and well. Let's keep the music going. Let's listen to some... I'm not going to have time for all of these songs, so we'll start with this MCR song that I've never heard in my whole life. They played it at the show?
No, they played it at some other show, the show before us.
All right. Well, why don't you introduce this, since it's on... What is this?
What?
The World is Ugly.
This is their failed album that was before Danger Days.
Okay.
And then everyone hated it. Like, everyone in the band hated it, and so they didn't release it. And they released it, like...
In 2012?
Yeah.
Nice.
So half of the album is from 2013, though. It was like, they're doing it slowly.
Oh, interesting. Oh, like, couple tracks at a time?
Yeah, to hold everyone over.
Oh, that's awful. So they could sell, like, a bunch of different CDs?
Yeah, this album, no, there aren't any CDs.
Oh. All right.
Anyways, yeah, this album's not, it's not great.
Okay.
It's not bad.
All right.
Except, I don't know. I can see why it was a failed album.
All right.
How about that?
All right. Thanks for talking it up.
They can do better.
They can do better.
They have done better.
Here we go. The World is Ugly. MCR is not your best work. Let's see what they got.
strong and use my head alongside my heart, so tame my flesh and fix my eyes, a tethered mind freed from the lies. And I'm not afraid to
Mumford and Sons on Xennial Yearbook with I Will Wait. What was before that? Oh, that MCR song. What's that called?
The Light Behind Your Eyes? No, sorry. The World is Ugly. We were talking about The Light Behind Your Eyes.
That's right. The World is Ugly. Which, you know what? Wasn't that terrible? Wasn't that bad, I would say. Yeah, good deal. Good deal. So now, what do we got? About 12 minutes left in the show? Oh, you don't have your... Put your headphones on, please. Gosh, you can't hear anything.
Sometimes I don't pay attention. No!
That's right. It's time to see if Riley pays attention.
Sometimes I don't pay attention.
Sometimes she doesn't. Oh my gosh. Pomplamoose. What a great song. Anyway, how does this work? I wrote down 5 things that I said, and I'm going to ask Riley if she knows the answers to any of these things. These are all things I've talked about on the show. So if you get all 5 right, you get a special... I don't know, you get to go with me to GameStop, I guess, if you want. It's going to be awesome.
I could just do that anyway. I don't want to do that.
Probably true.
Don't make me go to GameStop.
We're gonna put 30 seconds on the clock, and
do your best Steve Harvey impression.
The time will start as soon as I finish reading the first question. Which Mars rover was launched in 2011 and is still active?
Curiosity.
That's correct. Which largest Atlantic hurricane hit the Northeast in 2012?
I don't know. All I can think about is the Thomas Fire.
Hurricane Sandy. Which encyclopedia was discontinued in 2012?
Britannica.
Which people's calendar ended on 12/21/2012?
The Mayans.
Wait a minute. Oh, I have
it's
2.
It's like word of time.
I have the same. I only have wrote down 4 questions. I wrote down the same question twice.
Good job.
You know what? Good for you. 3 out of 4. That's a passing grade. 4 out of 5. Even though the fourth question was the second question. Anyway, that's fine. Totally fine. So yeah, maybe. Next time you'll pay a little more attention, although you got like the hand claps, so maybe you don't really have to. We've got time to play this song by Owl City.
No.
And Carly Rae Jepsen. This is Good Time.
I'm so scared.
On Xennial Yearbook.
Leave now.
I'm sure it'll be great.
Inside my head, hands up if you're down to get down tonight. 'Cause it's always a good time. Slept in all my clothes like I didn't care. Hopped into a cab, take me anywhere. I'm in if you're down to get down tonight. 'Cause it's always a good time.
Good morning and good night. I wake up at twilight.
Good time.
Owl City with Carly Rae Jepsen. Good time. What do you think of that, Riley? It wasn't so bad.
It wasn't so bad.
Yeah, see?
I heard that song in a while.
That was that's the meme song or whatever.
No, it's not.
Wait, what did you say?
I said that song sounds like 2016.
Oh, well, it's 2012 because this is, of course, the 2012 show. And looks like we're about done with the show. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in, giving us part of your Saturday afternoons. And whatnot. What are we going to do next week? Do you want to do 2013? Or do you want to do something different? It's you.
I don't know.
Oh, of course. Of course not. Oh, well. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But, you know, thanks for tuning in. This has been Zennial Yearbook. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts. Look for Zennial _ Yearbook. That's Zennial. With an A. We're going to end the show with a little bit of Lana Del Rey. This is Video Games. If you like what you heard, there'll be more Zennial Yearbook next week. Bye-bye.
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on, go play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing, pulling wild dots, video games. He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars. This is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes. This is my idea of fun. Playing video games. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I. Loving you.
do.
Now you do.
Mm-hmm. Now you do.